There they come. Here they come. Look. He's got a hairless cat too, Dishka. Close, you don't have a fight. Wait, can you see us, Dishka?
Yes, I can.
How many fingers am I holding up?
One, and it's the bird.
He can see us. Yeah, he has a hairless cat or two. So, and he rubbed his nipples. So don't be surprised if you see a hairless cat.
Is it like the Dr. Evil cats?
Yes.
No, better. These have spots and like different color skin. So these are super hot hairless.
I can fuck with that.
They're like shards with black spots.
Ooh.
And whiskers.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing it today.
Doing what?
This. Can I get a hug?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go! Welcome to the GBP, the Glass Bottom Podcast, if you will. Backwards. It's me, Mike, and I'm back. So nice to see you here on the download. Nice to have you. Thanks for tuning in. If you got a notification and you tuned in, I love you so much. I love you so hard. I love you so hard. Up to my left, my man, Rob. What up, Rob?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm pent up. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. This is it. This is the thing. And up to my right, Shards. What up, Shards?
Yo.
Short and sweet, man. That's why we love them. Good to see us. Wait, I just told them it's good to see us. Oh, fuck. It's good to see you guys. I assume they're happy to see us. What a week. What a week. Oh, why isn't the other episode up yet? Well, that's because I'm editing it now, and I'm a swole one. But it's going to be good, and it's going to be great. It'll be up shortly. But this is this episode, not that episode, Rob. This is this episode. Episode 45 of the Glass Bottom Podcast. I have a lot to talk about. So does Rob. So does Shards. I have driven almost 3,000 miles since we last spoke. And my ass hurts. And I saw a lot of stuff. So we'll talk about that. But first, let's get to housekeeping. Housekeeping. Anybody got any housekeeping? I don't have any housekeeping. Rob, are you keeping house?
Well, I mean, does Aunt Lynn count as housekeeping?
She does count as housekeeping, I think.
We did have to clean the house.
And you're following up on a previous thing that we spoke about and following up on it. Aunt Lynn is definitely housekeeping. I didn't think about your angle, but let's, Aunt Lynn, let's keep house. What's up with Aunt Lynn?
All right. So previously I had stated that I don't remember cleaning it up. Apparently...
Oh boy.
I blocked something from my memory.
Good.
So healthy. I talked to my mother about this and she said she listened to the podcast and she sat down and she heard. Then I said that I don't remember if I was cleaning up or if my parents cleaned it up. And she was like, oh my God, that poor kid doesn't remember. So my dad did not help at all. And
love that
it was
guy.
My mom and I. And apparently, we were scooping this liquid feces into a bag with towels, and I would carry these bags down the stairs screaming, I fucking hate you. I don't know if bags? I said fucking,
but wait. Wait, it was plural? You carried bags?
Bags. I cannot understate how... There was so much shit, bro.
A high volume of shit.
Wait, let's back up a minute. Did Aunt Lynn eat at a Ponderosa Steakhouse before this?
I don't know. Oh, that would do it, though.
She was easily like 350 pounds.
Yeah, but that much. Oh, my bags. Just you and her mom. Mom scooping.
Bags.
Shoveling brown snow.
Oh,
slush. God. More like slush. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you blocked it out. I'm sorry that your mom, shout out to your mom, but she should have just let that be blocked out, Rob.
Yeah.
I can see like
her telling you that
facial
story,
gestures
though.
Changed.
Did it rehash any deep-seated memories that you buried down into the dark recesses of your brain?
I don't know if we need to go there.
But still, scooping bags of shit from Aunt Lynn's colon.
Ew. Oh my God. Straight from the pot.
let's remind the listeners, go back a couple episodes. It's in the rundowns, but the takeaway here is, Rob, what was Aunt Lynn's line that woke everybody up from the dark of night?
Now is the time we test a family's love.
I fucking love that. That was perfect. I wonder, do you think she just said that like, boom, I have made a mistake. I said it.
What? Oh, or do you think I have more. It? No, I have more. Oh my God.
Okay. Just keep going.
So the reason why she was staying with us is she lived pretty far away.
Thank God.
And there was a funeral for her friend. And so she was going to drive up, stay the night, and then drive out in the morning to the funeral.
Oh, boy.
Well, she ended up missing the funeral because of this event. And later that night, I think we were eating dinner or something happened. And she just starts breaking down crying, saying that she's just feels terrible. She feels awful. And I was like, no, you know, it's okay. These things happen. And she says, no, you don't understand. I missed the funeral.
Oh,
no. Oh, damn. Dang.
So all of that shit was for nothing.
Nothing. Literally. For once, we can say literally. Bags. Aunt Lynn. These are the things that test the family's love. I wonder, like I was saying, if it happened and she just came up with that, her eyes got big and she said, "This is the things that test the family's love," or if she's laying there in her own filth, going, "How do I break the ice? What do I do here?" Yeah. Squishing around. Oh, I think I'm going to play the love card. These are the times that test the family's love, and it worked. That's a great line. That would make a cool T-shirt. If we ever do GBP swag, it'll be that slogan. That was ingrained. Go back and listen, folks. It's a hell of a story. Okay, that's housekeeping because you kept house and you shoveled bags.
Shoveled bags.
All right. The Yang. I have a Yang, but it's not good. But Shard said he had a Yang. What's your bad news? Bad news first here. What is it?
Oh, the bad news is that I have to concede my previous way of urinating to match your guys's.
Oh, you're over the top now?
I am officially part of Over Top Gang.
That's just good news. Over the top.
That's bad news for me.
Why? Why?
Because I have an EDC belt where I wear the thing off to the side so it doesn't interfere my holster. And so having to undo everything to go over the top is painfully not worth it.
So why don't you go
fully commit, dude? Just let your cheeks hang out. Why don't you go
through the side to side cavern out the front, through the hole? Why? What changed?
So I got new underwear. Decided finally. I was, yeah. You know, after waiting many Christmases and none ever showing up, I had to finally throw away the old stuff.
Fuck you, Santa.
Well, I decided to get on the train of wearing the underwear that has like the pouch that like holds everything for you.
But yep. not the fly hole.
It has no fly hole. So no fly hole. Very pleasurable pouch, though.
Pleasure pouch. I like it.
Yeah.
So it's very roomy and plenty of room to run around and plenty of room for activities.
Yeah, and it kind of holds them in place. So it's like an anti-chafe. I'm not like rubbing my thighs against my nuts anymore.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Yeah. But I can't go through the fly. There's no fly hole. So now I'm over the top 100%.
So all time. Now you don't even have to wash your hands technically. Cause
yeah, you can just flop it over.
I don't touch anything. It's all a matter of using elastic and fabric to manipulate stuff. So I still wash my hands cause I don't want to be a heathen. And someone in the bathroom today peed next to me and then just walked out. At first I was mad. Then I was like, he's probably over the topper. So You never know.
Hopefully, because you're right. It's not.
You gotta do the U-bend press. You know, you gotta get all the drops out. Y'all are really sleeping on it.
Speaking of U-bend press, you were the only person I ever heard that come from. And then right before Gage left, he brought up that he does that too, and I was like, no fucking way, dude. My whole life, never heard that. Two people in the same company all of a sudden.
What's a U-bend press?
Where you push underneath your balls to get the...
Oh, like, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That does work. I validated it. It works great. However, see? I just do I grab the Hanes band and do like I do the shimmy shake with the waistband. Yeah. The shimmy shake with the waistband. However, in the privacy of my own home, middle of the night kind of thing, yeah, I do that. What was it called again? What's the official nomenclature?
I call it the U-bend press.
U-bend press. It does work.
What do you bend?
Work. Your finger?
No, like a U-bend.
Oh.
Like, you know.
Oh, because you got to like bend around your balls. That makes sense.
Get under
sure.
there?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if that's... I don't know if this guy. I don't know if that qualifies as bad news. I think that's good news, but for you, it's bad news because I think you enjoyed guiding your snake through the tunnel every time. Like it takes a couple of movements.
You gotta
it's
not dig in there a little bit. And
well, he has to like get FAA clearance to move that thing through the air. So
oh, he's got a cannon, yeah. Cannon fodder. Well, welcome to the club, Shards. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, well, it's not by any choice. It was after I purchased him, I realized that there is no fly, and I was like, fuck.
And the engineers who designed that underwear is like, nobody goes to this hole. Let's just make ample room for dangling and snuggling amongst. It's like three kittens, right? You got two little kittens curled up and you got one kitten stretched out. They can just lay with each other in that beautiful pocket of happiness.
Which makes sense because if there was a fly, then that pocket wouldn't really be a pocket. It'd just be two flaps of cotton together, not really holding any shape at all.
Nobody likes flaps. Nobody. Well, that brings us to the good news. The good news is, and if I had my soundboard up, I'd have, O.J. Simpson, Orenthal James Simpson is dead. D-E-D, dead. Oh, there it is. Oh, boys, do I go back with O.J. As a kid, I collected football cards, and I had some O.J. football cards. We all loved O.J. Kids, everybody. Loved O.J. Simpson. He was amazing. And my next door neighbor, sidebar, who was smarter and older than me, he convinced me to trade like O.J. Simpson away for a kicker on the Detroit Lions. Like, do you have any kickers? I'm like, no, I don't have any kickers. Like, well, I'll trade you a kicker for O.J. Like, okay. So I looked at my football cards a few years ago, and I got every center, kicker, and left tackle ever in the 1960s and 70s football, but I have no O.J. Simpson card anymore. However, I remember looking at that damn card. I'm looking at you, Tim Esparza. I'm looking at you. What a
yeah. Imagine how much that card is worth, too.
Yeah, I opened the pack. However, you know, five-finger discount. If it fits, you must. If it don't fit, you must acquit. So I had a love for O.J. before all this, and then he went into acting. I grew up with him running through airports for Hertz Rent-A-Car. I'm like, that's my man, OJ. That's the juice. I'm going to rent me a Hertz Rent-A-Car when I get older. And then he did the ultimate thing. He became an actor on movies I like. Have you guys seen Capricorn 1 movie? No. Huh? Classic? Nothing? Jesus, you guys.
Wasn't he young. In Police Academy?
Hang on, Rob. We're getting there. Learn how to work, dude.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Capricorn 1. Capricorn 1 was a movie from the 70s where this is a crazy idea, but follow me. They faked the moon landing. Huh?
Ah, the Kubrick special.
Oh, so a documentary.
dude. Oh, Shards, you hit me right in the feelers. And what happened was the government didn't cut the astronauts in on the fake. So the astronauts were supposed to come down to Earth, I think, if I remember correctly, and die. And then they would play all the fake bullshit that we went to the moon. But the capsule landed in the desert and they lived and they fought their way out of it. And OJ was one of the astronauts, which, you know, it's science fiction because in the 1960s, no one was thinking about black astronauts. None of Whitey. God, that's the science fiction. The same thing. Everything else is science fact. But the fact that they think NASA was going to put OJ Simpson in this space in the 60s was completely ludicrous science fiction. And it's a great movie. They end up fighting their way out of the desert and it's pretty badass. So Capricorn 1. Loved it. Good acting. OJ could act just like he did when he was testifying. Spoiler alert. Now, Rob, you've seen The Naked Gun. Shards yes, probably hasn't. Shards, you seen The Naked Gun?
I think I've seen The Naked Gun. Definitely.
Does this ring a bell? Assault with a concrete dildo? Nothing?
No, maybe I haven't seen.
How about this? I'll do OJ's line. Heroin. Nordberg, give me a while. You know, it's going to take a while to get you some heroin. Heroin. I know you're hurting, buddy, but it's going to take some time to get you some heroin. Nothing? Damn. Well, how about this? Hey, Drebin! I can't hear you. You're firing the gun as you're talking to me. Nothing. Nobody here. Hello. Oh, I think my mic's broken. Okay. Well, The Naked Gun. He was in Naked Gun. He did a good job acting in The Naked Gun. I think he was in the second one, too. Good actor.
They sent him down the flight of stairs, right?
Yes, in a wheelchair. Yep. Yeah. And he had a bunch of, like, I think he gets stuck under a car, too, and they drive him around L.A. stuck under a car. He's really good. So, cut ahead to my O.J. moment. Me and my fiance at the time were eating dinner at a Chili's restaurant in Melbourne, Florida. And everyone's staring at the TV in the bar. And we're like, what's going on? They're like, OJ is running from the cops. Were you guys alive when that happened?
No.
It was like the whole fucking world was watching. OJ went on his slow speed chase around LA and then went back to his house and went inside. Well, I guess he sat in the blazer. And then one of the best OJ Simpson, one of the best Howard Stern prank phone calls ever was Peter Jennings. The most trusted name in news since Walter Cronkite died. They're broadcasting live. All the stations broadcasting live. O.J. Simpson, NFL star, running from the cops. He's in a standoff with the cops. And one of Howard Stern's phone freaks got through to ABC News and Peter Jennings. And Peter Jennings was like, hello, you're near the perpetrator? And he's like, yeah, I can see O.J. I can see him. He'd be scared. And Peter Jennings is like... what can you tell us about it? I see OJ, he be scared. And Peter Jennings tries to get some more information. And the guy goes, and a baba booey to you, and hangs up. And Peter Jennings was livid. If I can find the clip, you will hear it right now in post-production. Well, I don't know if I found the clip. I hope it was great. Anyway, so OJ was a part of my life because I grew up in Southern California. But you guys weren't even alive when all this shit happened, huh?
No, sir.
So your life went... you heard the word O.J. Simpson and someone's like, yeah, he's a football player that killed somebody, right?
I didn't even know him as a football player. I knew him as a alleged murderer.
Wow. Alleged? He lost a civil case. I mean, come on. Well, me and my wife, now fiance, we went on a trip to California that summer. And guess what my star fucking led me to do? A tour of the O.J. Simpson nightmare. I have been. God. Yeah, dude, it was so ingrained in me. Like, I love the guy. Now he's a murderer. I grew up in Southern California. I know these places he was at. I took my lovely fiance to Gretna Green. That's the house. I took my lovely fiance to Bundy Avenue. That's where he did the killing and the killing. I took my lovely fiance to Stella Luna. Lella Luna, Luna Cafe. That's where Ron Goldman used to work. The dude that he killed. I took the OJ tour on my own. That's how wrapped up I was in this. Crazy, goddamn. Right?
Goddamn.
But now, wait, Shard, you taking your goddamn ballroom underpants off?
Oh, no, dude. I just had the worst hammy cramp.
I don't know, Rob. Did you see a hammy cramp or did you see like...
I was trying to stretch out my hamstring. Dude, it was
I think you stripped. Wait, his balls are resting coolly and comfortably on his office chair right now. Don't you think, Rob? Didn't that look like?
Yeah.
I got sweaty balls. I'm going to put them on some Naga hide and cool. Oh, now he's making faces. We got to get this shit on YouTube. Dude, it's now you're shitting. Dude, are you taking a shit?
I'm struggling so bad, dude. My hamstring is so fucked. That is not.
Now he's bent over fucking. Like he's taking it. Oh, God. He's got the face. You look like Meek Mill. Oh! Come on, dude.
Lean into it.
Oh, Shards, this is great. This is great humor. Shit. We got to get this on YouTube. Oh, if that's how you cramp.
Right now.
Oh, my God, this is so entertaining. I can't even think about OJ. All right, while Shards makes obscene poses, I'll go back to OJ Simpson. He'd be scared. So me and the wife, we were riveted by it. Then the trial comes and everybody on earth, this is back when you still had 3 networks and 20 channels. Everyone watched OJ's trial and his lawyers did a good job. He hired a dream team and they got him acquitted with that glove thing, which was so stupid for the DA to like put on this glove that's soaked in blood and shrank. Doesn't fit. Must acquit. God damn it. Johnny Cochran was good. I called him Johnny Cochran, just so you know, the whole time from day one. And he walked. Unbelievable. He gone.
He gone.
Unbelievable.
He died, so he got what was coming to him.
Well, we're all going to die, Shards. We're all going to get what's coming to him. But I wonder what he's doing with the pearly gates. You know, murder is one of thou shalt not kill is on the Ten Commandments. And obviously he did shout kill. So do you think he's like talking to God like, hey, I was found innocent by a jury of my peers of this murder thing. Does he probably doesn't know God has a replay, right?
I hope he plays it.
Well, people like OJ, who was definitely a narcissist and a wife beater and a lot of other things. He probably thinks God don't have access to the ESPN tape of him being part of the murder. So he's like, you know, I was acquitted of murder, God. Could you please open these gates?
Just have him replay it, but put OJ in her body.
That's how he lives out eternity.
Oh, as a hot white woman with an angry husband?
Just getting murdered over and over again.
Oh, you guys were part of the trial, but this is one of the first times we saw huge hypocrisy. They said that the blood shoe prints, the bloody shoe prints were of a certain type of shoe that's very rare. See, Lilith knows. It's a very rare shoe. Bruno Mali. Have you ever heard of Bruno Mali? This is how ingrained this is. I don't know what Bruno Mali is. I heard that fucking name back in the 90s when this happened, and I remained. They're like, we found a size 13 Bruno Mali shoe print in blood leaving the house. So OJ is like, I would never wear Bruno Mali shoes. I think they're ugly. I would be caught dead in Bruno Mali shoes. Uh-oh, you're a TV personality on football games. They found a fucking clip of him wearing brown Bruno Mali size 13 shoes. Got him. I remember that was like, That was the first hypocrisy I ever like totally got. I was like, ooh, you lying fuck. So they had that on him. Here's what I think happened. And I'm a scholar on this because I grew up in Southern California and I know these things. I think him and his son, he's got a son that is like just like him, a big man, very strong, and no one talks about him. He was like somehow snowballed out of the trial. Like nobody talked about him during the trial. Big guy, and it was from his first wife. She had a weird name. We have to research that. She had a name like Lucille or Agnes or some weird name, and he was a big man, and I think they went there together, and the son did the chopping and the hacking and the Cuban necktie stuff. He cut their heads almost all the way off. OJ was broken down, bad knees.
Hacking, slashing.
He stopped at the spinal cord. What a quitter. So I know in my heart of hearts, OJ was there. Did he do all this ninja, fruit ninja shit, chopping these people up? No, it was this kid that no one talks about. So my thoughts on OJ are thanks for the memories. And go fuck yourself because you killed a woman and a man, innocent guy, and then you tried to live your life and act like you weren't guilty. Go fuck yourself. Rob, any thoughts on OJ?
Honestly, I haven't even looked into it, so no.
There's nothing to see here. Shards, how about you?
I guess he drove a cool Bronco. I'll give him that.
That was a cool era of Bronco. You got to give him that. He didn't drive it. His friend. Oh, what's his friend's name? It's in my head. Oh, I can't remember his friend's name. His friend drove it while he sat in the back with a gun to his head, like a big vajazzle. Like, I didn't do anything, but I'm going to blow my head off if the cops get too close. Come on, OJ. Nah, come on.
He couldn't even cut their heads all the way off. He wasn't going to finish himself. Oh, my
God. Talk about quitting early. Well, good riddance to bad rubbish. Thank you for being a great sports star and a funny actor, but we don't need you, OJ. You were a total asshole after all that. Bye. Eclipse. I went to the eclipse. Did you guys even put on glasses and look at your little nugget out of the sun with your kids and wives and all that?
No, I saw amazing pictures though.
They are amazing pictures. It was good things. Shard, you didn't even put on some glasses and look outside?
No, but I was at Epcot when it was happening. I watched hundreds of people doing it.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything in Florida. I went to the line of totality and it was amazing. We talked about it last week. That was amazing. It was worth it. However, on the way back, some asshole from Houston rear-ended us.
What?
The big truck. Yeah, smashed our Corolla, rolled the trunk up. So then I'm 6'6", my kid's 6'2", his girlfriend, his fiance, shout out to Shy Shy. She's like probably 5'11", in a Toyota Corolla. And this dude, what could he smash that would hurt us more than the trunk? Collapsed the trunk, had to put all our fucking bags in the car with us. It's pissing rain. And yeah, thanks, asshole.
Well, damn, I'm glad I didn't do my plan.
What was your plan?
I was going to hide in your trunk naked.
Talk about anyone seen The Hangover has seen the second best naked person hopping out of a trunk besides shards. That would be so fucking great. I would piss myself laughing.
But now I'd be dead.
You would be dead. When you were going to spring the excitement? Were you going to jump out during the eclipse? Because it was after the eclipse. Or when were you planning on jumping out?
Well, I'd jump out, but like I'd have to go back in the same way, right? I can't just ride. I wouldn't ride in the back seat naked with whoever sent back
no,
there.
No.
Take me back in the trunk.
45 hours a year, slick ass, naked butt cheeks on our fabric seat. No, sir.
Just sit in Mike's lap.
No. Well, we hit a lot of bumps. Yeah, that's not going to work. That would have been funny. Shout out to Davila's Barbecue in Seguin. Oh, wait. I asked the lady how to tell me how to say it. It's Seguin. Seguin, Texas. Best barbecue I've had in my entire life. And that's no bullshit. I'm not, what do they call it? Fronting? Capping? God bless America. The barbecue was good. It, old family, Mexican family restaurant. And they've been barbecuing for like 50 years in this building. You can tell like the benches that you sit at picnic table, like benches that are like shellac, like an inch and a half thick shellac. The depth of the shellac on a barbecue table tells you the quality. Now I know this. The bench seats, no nails. They were like tongue and groove with and like square holes from the legs drilled through the seat, and then a wooden dowel pushed through it, and then shellac, like 16 coats of shellac. That's how good the barbecue was. Handmade furniture from the 1940s covered in shellac. Need I say more? Oh, God bless America. It's good. And I know me and Shards is really late in Texas. I like Texas now. They roll up the sidewalks in Texas on Sunday. Everyone goes to church and everything's closed. I like that. Rob, do you like 24 hours a day, or do you like having a day where you have to not do anything?
I don't. Okay. So if I have to work weekends?
Well, no. Let's say you're human and you're Monday through Friday. Right, Charles? Well,
I guess I was starting that poorly. Yes. I'm more saying that not everyone has the same days off. So I like to be able to do stuff on my days off too.
Okay. You're the youngest of us all. Do you ever remember a time when things were closed on Sunday?
That's how Utah is.
Oh, I forgot they're Mormons. Yeah. And you didn't appreciate that lifestyle.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Shards, what do you think about Sundays where nothing's open?
You know, where I grew up, the town over always did that. So, I mean, I guess it was a novelty, but.
What was the town over from Sheboygan?
Oostburg.
Oh, that's what came from Oostburg?
The Oostburger.
Oh, that's right. With brats on it and beef. Yeah,
brats and beef. Couldn't get it on Sunday.
Here's the thing about Monday. Where we live, too, is like things will be closed Sunday and then it'll be closed Monday. And sometimes, if you're unlucky, they'll be closed Tuesday as well.
What the fuck is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Rob? You're hallucinating here.
Well, I'm not hallucinating.
Tell me one thing's closed Monday, Tuesday.
Well, there was a mechanic that was closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday here.
He's an alcoholic like all mechanics.
Tuesday was recovery day.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want him working on your car on Tuesday anyway.
No. Your car's got a shimmy. Wait, that's my shake. I need a belt. The barbecue place is most like that one. That was the only one open, and the rest of them were closed Sunday and Monday.
Yeah,
dude. I was like, damn, who knew? I didn't know. I was unprepared. So I had a good barbecue.
How was the town that you were at? Was it full of fucking people?
It was cool. Yes, it was full of people. However, the traffic, I had to get to Fredericksburg. Shout out to Fredericksburg, Texas, on two-lane roads. It was cool. It's a hill country. You go down the bottom of the hills, and the road has a thing where the river flows over it. That's how rural this is. You know what I'm saying? Like you get to the bottom of a hill and instead of putting a bridge there, they just morph the cement into the riverbed and the rivers flow over the fucking road. That's how rural it was. And if you came to a stoplight, there was probably a 5-minute wait. And the city itself, though, handled the traffic great. It was bumper to bumper, lots of people, but they handled it well. All that apocalypse talk was bullshit. Bullshit. Until I-10 after the surge where people were wrecking the fuck all over the place. And I-10 was a abortion, like wrecks everywhere. Yeah. And then you do like 70 for 3 minutes. Yeah, we were part of it. We look like total. Yeah. On the way back. Yeah.
Look at these trunk. Fucking three giants in a tiny little Corolla.
And the trunk is smashed. Yeah. That's pretty much what it was.
Like a clown car.
It did. But no, it was great. The town was beautiful. They had organized shit everywhere. Like in the town square, they have a big park. That's where the city invited people to watch the eclipse together. But I wanted to kind of, after I heard the video, after I saw the videos of Austin and Dallas where tens of thousands of people collectively watched it, I feel like that's what I should have done. But my kids, I asked them, do you want to watch it with the people in the park and be a collective thing, like watching a movie, which would have been cool? Or do you want to do it out in the rural country by ourselves? And they said, let's do it by ourselves. So we did it again by ourselves, and it was wonderful. However, watching 20,000 people go, whoa, together seems pretty exciting. But I did not have that experience. It was awesome.
It's like going to the Super Bowl and watching it with everybody, or just going to the Super Bowl and watching it by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So I had the previous one of watching by myself, and my kids wanted to do it again by ourselves, and it was one. I wouldn't change it, but I will not live to see the next one because I'm an old boomer.
What?
Quote unquote.
Go to Spain next year.
I'd love. Hey, would you guys run with the Bulls? Sidebar. Would you guys run with the Bulls? I would run with the Bulls.
Fuck.
Why wouldn't you run with
the Bulls? Fuck you.
The odds of getting.
I'd run hurt. At the Bulls.
Fuck you.
Whoa, Shard, did you put your head down? Would you snort? Would you snort?
Firstly, I got like 45 seconds of runtime.
Right? I was gonna say, you ever seen Rob run? Me neither.
45 seconds of runtime, all right?
That's a plus.
You're pretty optimistic with your 45 seconds.
Nobody said I'm gonna be alive at the end of the 45 seconds, but like if I'm running, I'm running.
The longer you run, the more chance you're going to get killed. So if you can only got 45 seconds in you, then you're good because you're going to run. The Bulls will either kill you or they'll pass you, and then you're done. If you're a marathon runner, you got like 5 miles of Bulls chasing you. That's stupid. That's testing the odds.
I'm not afraid to die.
But it sounds like it.
Those motherfuckers will crush your fucking nuts. They'll fucking gouge you. Like,
yeah, you won't die. You'll just be in pain.
In pain.
Yeah,
in pain.
Aren't you in pain now, Rob? I feel like you're in pain.
I don't want to be in that pain.
Oh, okay. I would run with the Bulls now. I don't care.
Oh my god, you fucking!
I'm not brave. I'm not brave. I'm just careless.
Go to run and you would trip and get trampled.
Yeah,
I would. But what a way to go!
Imagine Mike running. He'd start and he'd just start walking really fast, and that's the end.
His tits flapping, hitting him in the face.
Wow, man boobs! Shots fired. Well, my main takeaway from the 4 days in a Corolla was we stopped at Bucky's a couple times. Every Bucky's we pulled into had the same problems of getting in and getting out. I have yet to go to a Bucky's where it's easy off, easy on the highway.
They have not figured that out.
Everyone I've been to, you got to go through a choke point where 60,000 Bucky's people are trying to get through one blinking stoplight. And it's trying to get to that aggravating with a booksie. But I finally ate there. I got a brisket sandwich and it was good.
You ate that meat? You ate that pussy meat?
That's a callback. Yeah, and every time I look at the sign now, I think that, which means I actually hate their logo. I hate everything about Bucky's stuff. I see so much Bucky's merch that I'm like, God, come on, guys. But something caught my eye and mesmerized me. I should have bought it. And there's one in Daytona. I may still buy this. And this is whack. At the front, as you go in, they had pool noodles, Bucky's pool noodles. Not just your regular generic foam pool noodles. These things brought me back to my childhood. Bright colors. And like that vinyl smell, that really sweet, sweet vinyl smell. It was probably the diameter of Shards Johnson, which is pretty big. Anyway, it's probably like 8 inches, maybe 10 inches in diameter. It's thicker than the average pool noodle. Oh, yeah,
that's correct.
And it was pretzel twisted, right?
Oh, that part's also correct.
That is correct. Yeah, you've got that really bad Peronis that turns it into a pretzel. However, it enhances pleasure ratings. Anyway,
yeah.
So it's
Peronied twisted. For her pleasure.
Dude, that's the t-shirt. That's the t-shirt. Oh, because it's so sexual, but yet so unknown. Oh, copyright Shards 2024, Peronis for her pleasure. That is genius. Oh, Shards, I'm getting that fucking t-shirt. You think I'm kidding? I'm getting on tonight on the internet to buy me a Peronis for her pleasure. Is that what the quote is? Fucking shit. Sorry. So there's this like 4 foot pool noodle, which I don't have a pool. I don't like pool noodles. It's covered in that beautiful vinyl that I remember as a kid in the 70s. It has that sweet smell. It's smooth as hell. It's got the little Bucky's face like going down the spirals. And then it has Bucky's written at an angle going down the spiral. And it's soft and squeezy and smells like the 1970s.
Why the fuck does it sound like you want to fuck this thing?
I think I do. I don't know why I'm enamored by it, but I went in, I stopped for about 2 minutes going, ooh, I played with it. I sniffed it. I squoze it. I was like, I don't need a pool noodle. Then I went in, did my business, came out. My kids were still in there. And I went out again, 5 more minutes with this Bucky's pool noodle, just going, oh man, I got to buy this. I got to buy this. It was only $15, but I got enough shit. And if I brought it home, my wife would literally kill me and then divorce me. But I got to have this damn pool noodle. I bet you can find it on the internet. It's, you got to see this pool noodle. It's my childhood dreams. Like if I could get a sensory, what do they call that when people on the spectrum, they have sensory problems and they find something they love. This thing kicked my sensory perversion to the max. I have to have this fucking pool noodle. I have to have it. I'm mesmerized. Do you see it?
No.
I'm fucking, I'm worried about your
obsession.
I need this pool noodle. I should have bought it and I'm going to buy it.
Reminds me of? Huh? So there's this meme where like it's a boomer saying, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have autism, right?
Yeah.
And it's like same boomer that collects Chinaware that you're not allowed to use. Like that's what I'm thinking right now is Mike has an obsession of fucking pool noodles that he'll never fucking use. He just wants to stroke them, you know, take them out of the closet every now and then.
You are correct, but only with this pool noodle. I don't want pool noodles. I've never seen the pool noodle I like. This one is just vinyl sweet. Oh, it's gorgeous. I'm going to buy the fucking thing. There's a Bucky's in Daytona. And my kid, my youngest son, loves Bucky's. He goes on like stress relieving drives to Bucky's. I'm going to give him $15. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have a picture.
You're going to let him fondle your noodle?
It's my kid, Rob. Like, that's out of bounds right there, don't you think? Maybe. Just kidding. Your face.
The question.
Of course I'm going to let my kid fondle my noodle. Why wouldn't you? Kids love Boosie noodles too. Well, dude, that's my takeaway. Eclipse was great. We got rear-ended, not in a good way. And I got to have a Bucky's pool noodle before I die. Goddamn, that was great. All right, we have a very special surprise guest, another guy from the shop who is funnier than hell and has made me lose my shit more than once. His name is Dishka, and he broke through the ice last week talking about – he brought up a word from the Urban Dictionary. Well, he brought up a bunch of words from the Urban Dictionary, but one of them basically collapsed our communal humor bone. It was gooning. So we'll bring Dishka on and talk about gooning and then see what he has for us this week. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time anywhere, Dishka.
Hello, 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 hello.
Rob, have you met Dishka in Gun Assembly?
I'm pretty sure he's met me, but I don't know that I know him by name.
Oh, well.
I met him in passing.
Right, yeah, he's seen me, I'm sure.
Yeah, he keeps a low profile walking through the hallways. He's not like an outward extrovert like my stupid ass. But, man, it's good to have you on. We've had so many great conversations, and that's where this podcast started, was just me and Shards and Rob talking at work. And then you chime in and say stuff that just off the charts. Wow, like, where'd that come from? But that shit's hilarious. So I'm glad to have you. Thanks, Dishka.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
What fomented the ultimate thing where I just had to look across and go, dude, you got to come on our podcast, was he was talking about words. I don't know. You weren't I don't think you were directly saying Urban Dictionary words. Maybe you were, but then you brought up gooning. All right. Rob, do you know what gooning is?
Oh, I am aware.
You're aware of gooning?
You a gooner yourself?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, what's so Gooning is when you take what the, there's a word before that that I can't remember what.
So edging.
Edging.
It starts with edging, and then I guess if you become a master edger, you become a gooner or a goon. So it's not like the online trend where you're a sun's out, goon's out kind of deal. Boogaloo. It's more of like sexual deviance.
So if you think about it, if you're edging and you're really good at it, you're going to get to a point where your autoerotic system kicks in and you're going to make faces that you can't control. That's where gooning comes from. We're like, making faces. You're on the, hey, I can do it like smashing an atom. My goon face lasts as long as I do, about one trillionth of a second. Goodness. But I can do it. I've felt the face. So as soon as he mentioned gooning and told me what it was, I could just see somebody.
It's the vinegar strokes.
Keeping it on the edge till your face is all contorted. And you're like, I'll go over the edge. So we had a good freaking conversation about gooning. So I'm like, dude, you got to come on once in a while and give us your some kind of word or something from Dishka World, because Dishka World is dark yet funny and totally unpredictable.
You don't get to say gooning and then come on in the same sentence.
Oh, sorry. No, you don't. No, you don't. But it's a fine line between gooning and going over the edge, I would guess. But God, that was funny. So welcome aboard, Dishka. Do you have a word for this week? And if you do, we're going to let Shard play you in.
I do. I do have a word. So whenever you're ready, just let me know.
Here it comes. Shard.
And now it's time for Dishka's Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
All right.
Time.
So I found this one.
Oh boy.
I got home kind of late, so.
That's okay.
We got Missouri Fountain.
A Missouri Fountain, you say?
So bear with me. Here it goes.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes.
Yeah, use it good, Rob.
Yo, that homeless guy in the alley just did a Missouri Fountain with that hooker.
What? Oh, this should be good.
Yeah. What? So this on, is...
I have nothing. Let me think. Ooh. Missouri Fountain. Okay. I got nothing.
Go ahead. So I kind of got bamboozled by this one. This one kind of shocked me, but a Missouri Fountain.
I'm just shocked and we're dead.
A Missouri Fountain usually occurs when an elderly man inserts anal beads up inside of his asshole to leave for 6 days, specifically 6 days.
6 days, not five.
A presumably younger woman would rip the anal beads out of the elderly man's asshole while in a fetal ass up position, causing the fountain of shit to copulate within a woman's vagina.
Oh, I wasn't seeing it. I did not see the ending coming.
What? You lost me.
No one's ever done that. It's not real.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
No one's ever done that.
There's one.
You don't know that. Maybe 4 days. One.
I mean, the 6 days is pretty specific. So they had to figure it out the 6 days somehow.
It's a fermenting period.
We can all agree 5 days wouldn't be enough. I'm lost though on the woman's vagina part. So where does that come in?
I don't. I'm not too sure.
Based on the sentence that was used, a hooker lays street side.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
guess a fountain spews into a receptacle. A sprinkler spews into nothing. So she's the receptacle of the fountain. Where do you throw your nickels? I guess.
God. I'm assuming it's more of a vacuum sealed kind of deal.
So wait, why was it Missouri, do you think?
I mean, you know.
That's where it was first Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Well, I guess Alabama has a hot pocket, so they couldn't start there.
Oh, yeah.
So they went to Missouri, the Missouri Fountain. 6 days on the road, and I'm going to make it home tonight.
Oh, well, God.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
That's kind of a stomach turn.
Has a lot of bad stuff. My personal favorite is still the Spider-Man. Look it up. It's a thing. We should tell them about the one I came up with. I'm pretty proud of this one. I don't think Shards and Rob. Do you know the one I came up with?
I didn't hear it. If you talked about it today, I didn't hear it.
No, me and Dishka talked about it last week.
Yeah.
This is the one I came up with. It's called the Baltimore Bridging. Rob, what do you suspect Baltimore Bridging is? I'm so proud of this.
God, I
Shards, what is Baltimore Bridging? Think about it.
I think it's when you run something too big into something too small and causes it to collapse.
That's a great guess. However, the bridge was bigger than the boat.
Is it when you come up to someone that's performing an Eiffel Tower and then kick the girl out,
insert yourself in place.
Oh.
Okay, that would be the secondary definition. No.
That's great.
The primary definition is having sex with a person who has severe osteoporosis and banging them until their spine and ribs collapse.
What the fuck? What in the hell?
You heard me? You heard me? Banging someone with osteoporosis until their entire inner structure collapses.
Oh my god.
But then you don't pull out. You have to just sit there for days. I'm going to submit that to the Urban Dictionary.
Dude.
Oh my god.
I don't know how to do it. I'm going to submit it. I was so proud of that one. Baltimore Bridging, folks, you heard it here first, and I'm so sorry to all my friends and family and loved ones. I'm so sorry, you guys, but it had to be said.
Jesus Christ. It fits the theme.
Why osteoporosis?
Because the only way you're going to make the bridge collapse is if their bones are weak, unless you're an animal. Like, maybe you could Mike Tyson somebody and collapse their structure. I'm gonna need a little help.
I'm crying thinking about the things I'm going to do to you.
The only way you can add to it, I think, on a Baltimore bridge is to stuff your thumb up their ass so no shit can get unloaded while you're there.
Oh, no.
This got off the rails, Dishka. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, it's okay, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my fucking
Can you
God.
Tell us the other one that got my attention? What is munting?
Oh, okay.
Do you guys know what munting is?
Hold on, let me get the actual definition so I don't.
Is it munting or munning? Is it munning?
It's munting.
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 Hold on, let me get munting out so I don't stutter on this one because this one's kind of vile.
A little background. Dirty Dish is from New Jersey, but we love him anyway.
Dirty Jersey.
And he looks like Mark Ruffalo.
Oh,
but
God,
like,
yeah.
But with Doc, what's his name's
hair? Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
He's got Doc Brown's hair. It's dark brown, but it's got the same. It lays like Doc
it's
Brown's
Kramer
hair. Kramer hair. He's got Kramer hair, and he looks like a poor man's Mark Ruffalo, and I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, like B roll Mark Ruffalo.
I don't think I would like him when he's angry, just like the real Mark Ruffalo. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Dishka.
So munting is a variation of necrophilia involving two live people and one dead, male or female. There's no, you know.
Okay.
It's everybody. So to munt, to find and dig up a semi-decomposed corpse.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
One person then goes down on said corpse whilst the other jumps on the dead person's stomach. Causing the juices, decomposed organs, etc.
Oh, no, Jesus Christ.
To be forced from all orifices. These are then drank by the person orally connected to the corpse.
Okay, that's
here's a little sentence for you. Hey, Mary, let's go munting. They buried her sister 2 weeks ago, and now she'll be ripe.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
There goes all of our viewership.
No, we'll take we'll warn. I'll put in a parental warning. I'll put in a parental warning. I forgot munting involved necrophilia. We do not kink shame on the Glass Bottom Podcast.
No,
but
no.
I think necrophilia. We're not going to shame you, but you might want to listen to a sports broadcast. There's other things out there for you, probably. Sports.
Get checked.
Weather. Get checked. Well, Dishka, You brought us to our knees in incredibleness. I hope you can come back if you will find some more Dishka words or any more. The more we talk, the more we're going to see more of the beauty of Dishka. One thing I can tell you, he knows a little about a lot.
I do.
I call him he always brings up interesting off the wall topics, and then if you're like, oh my god, that's interesting, he knows 40% of the facts. At least 40%. So when it gets to the details, he starts like, well, yeah, but and he makes for a good conversation. God love Dishka.
Thanks, boys. Have a good night.
Thanks for coming on, Dishka. Too, see you
later.
Thank you. Later.
All right, where do we go from munting? Raspberry.
Where can we go?
Christ.
Okay. Hello. Holy shit. How about that Dishka? Ooh-wee.
God damn.
We captured about 1% of what we talk about at work, so we got to have him back and like get him into the groove of how we talk at work. You guys will not believe how funny and entertaining and smart and yet dark and obtuse this guy is. God bless the Dishka. Well, anyway, one more thing about the eclipse. I saw a lot of roadkill. I drove almost 2,500 miles in, 4 days? And I saw a lot of roadkill. And I've seen a lot of roadkill. I've seen pigs, panthers, possums, buzzards, everything. And I was reminded in Louisiana that the ugliest roadkill on earth is alligators. Have any of you seen alligator roadkill?
No.
Yeah. Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, damn. I didn't think that was going to happen. I think the reason is like pigs and deer have like that. Their ribs, they're off the ground and they have their ribs in their carcass. So when they get hit, they kind of absorb it and then roll and then breaks their neck and they lay there and die. And it looks like a deer that's been like hurt. Alligators, man, they're low to the ground. So they get like the tire smash and then their body like rolls. So their head and their feet are facing like normal and their ass and their tail are rolled over and then their guts come out. You guys haven't seen alligator roadkill?
Oh, sounds gross, though.
No.
It's bad. So I can tell you unequivocally, wow, now that I just thought of it, I was going to say, I've driven in three continents. I have driven in Asia, and I have driven in Europe. I don't remember seeing any roadkill in Europe and Asia. Do you think they're eating it? Like, where is the roadkill in Europe and Asia?
100% in
Asia. Yeah, Asia for sure. What about Germany? You think Germans are... Why is there no roadkill in Germany, Rob? All the animals gone? Something's up.
Yeah, they all got put in concentration camps.
Oh. Too soon. But hey, it checks out. Like, where are they? We don't know. I didn't see any roadkill in Germany. They went somewhere. Somebody smashes a deer. A deer smashes your Mercedes. Papers, please. Why are you on the road? Where's your family? Oh, bad. Well, I just want to tell people that alligators make the worst roadkill. So just so you know.
Did you pick it up?
No, I didn't pick it up. I drove by it and said, motherfucker, that's ugly. I'd rather see a damn...
It's meat.
I have seen roadkill, similarly, big roadkill in Florida on the beeline, namely, and the tail is gone. So that tells you about our level in Florida. Somebody does do that. Some redneck sees a roadkill gator, stops his truck, hacks the tail off, and moves on.
Sells it straight to RJ Gators, where they fry it up and sell it to all their patrons.
I don't know. They had good food. I liked RJ Gators. Do you think that's where the roadkill gators came from?
Well, I think some of it goes there. Just like, you know, the cat that you lose in your neighborhood and can't find, but if you go to China Buffet, it's right there.
Oh, come here, pork. Pork, don't scratch me, pork.
Jesus Christ.
You know that's true, Rob. You know that's true. And I'm not adverse to that. I don't want to eat a cat, but if I go to somewhere and eat a cat and it's delicious, I don't give a shit.
Oh, cat is delicious.
You don't know that fucking shards, but you can assume that.
I've eaten plenty of Chinese. At some point, I've had to have cat, and not one time did I eat the chicken and think, wow, this doesn't taste good. So, cat's got to be delicious.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be, but it probably is. Listen, Chinese restaurants, there is times where they serve cat and got in trouble, but nobody complained. Nobody said, this is terrible. Let me research where the terrible meat came from. They just got caught doing it. So yeah. Obviously cat is not disgusting. I don't want people to kill cats, but I'm not adverse to someone serving me one and not telling me, as long as it's good, right?
That's cats make wild, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
Cats make standard roadkill. When a cat,
I mean, it over. Looked like a human leg, but it tasted great.
Oh, hey, I mean, well, are we going there? Are we going there? If you ate something at a restaurant and you liked it and it was good, okay, you went to Shea Rivera. You went to Shea Paul. You loved this restaurant. They told you it was Ropa Vieja. You loved it. A year later, you find out that they served human meat. Meanwhile, all you could say is, God damn, that was good. What's your reaction?
Well, now I'm pretty passive. Survive on an island with some other people.
I know you would survive on an island with other people just looking at you, Sharj. You have that under control.
I think I'd be more scared if I liked it and, like, you know, needed it, you know?
Ooh, boy, that went dark. I thought Sharj would say something that fucked up. I don't know. Wow, needed it. Let's get back to that one.
Like, I got a sweet tooth. What if I have a human tooth? You know what I'm saying?
It could happen. Listen, I just drove 2,000 miles for a good brisket.
If any people as roadkill?
No, we did not. But I was looking, and no people, no homeless people. Sidebar, Orlando has the most horrific roadkill human story ever. This dude went to the turnpike to kill himself. He jumped off a bridge over the Florida Turnpike. The first vehicle to come by was a car hauler truck. Car hauler trucks, the trailer is about 5 inches off, like the legal minimum, like 6 inches off the ground, because they have to get all those cars stacked up and be under the bridge height. This dude got stuck under the car hauler trailer and drugged for like 5 miles. It basically ground him. It basically belt sanded his ass for five.
Ah, the miles. Human crayon.
It belt sanded him for 5 miles, and then he popped out and then got hit by other cars who finally said, holy fuck, I hit a human, and stopped and called the cops.
Oof. Yikes.
I'd rather be hit by a train and just cut chunks off and I die. This guy got belt sanded.
All that God perfectly good damn. Human meat to harvest to waste.
It was probably wormy. He was homeless and down on out, Shards. He probably had worms.
Just gamey.
Oh, my. Oh, soaking milk. You just soak it in milk. All right, unsidebar. Yeah, gators make ugly roadkill. So I encourage everyone who's into seeing ugly shit to look for a fucked up gator on the side of the road. You will not like it. I promise you. Anything else, guys? Let these people go. Let ourselves go. It's been a long ep. Anybody got anything? Rob, what do you have to get us the hell out of here?
Mike, I'm thinking of you naked and there's nothing you can do about it.
I was about to call like redo, but it's so gross. And Sharj laughed. We're going with it. See ya. Oh, God. What the fuck did that come from?
You heard the show, now go follow the show. Go find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Be a friend, fuck a friend. Find us anywhere and you listen to our podcasts. Catch you on the next one.
This show really stinks.
They can't cancel us. We're on the internet.